We are all familiar with over-the-counter COVID tests. You know, swab, stir, wait. Two lines means you're infected, one if you're not. Well, now a different test is on the way that measures how well you're protected from COVID. It works with a simple finger prick and could answer the question, am I protected today? Edward Chen is a science writer for our editorial partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Ed, hello.
It's nice to be here today. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. So briefly, how do these tests work to detect antibodies?
These tests work sort of similar to your usual rapid antigen tests in that you have this little cassette-type device. You have something that flows through the device, and they can read the lines to see whether or not you're positive or negative for neutralizing antibodies against the virus.
Hmm.
They actually have three lines. If the first line lights up, that tells you that you are not protected or you're not as well protected against the virus. The second line lights up when you are protected, and the third line is just a control line that tells you that the test is working properly.
What can you tell the rest of us about the science of what's happening here?
So how this test works is you would get a drop of blood, so that would usually be from a finger prick, and if you have diabetes, this would be something that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a drop of blood, you mix it with a buffer, and inside that buffer is a protein that comes from the coronavirus. And so if your blood sample has neutralizing antibodies against the coronavirus, then it's going to bind to this spike protein from the virus that is in the buffer of the test.
Okay.
If you don't have any neutralizing antibodies in your blood, then those proteins will get stuck at the first line, and you'll see the intense red color at that first line.
Okay, so just to make sure I'm with you, then if I take this test and I do have the antibodies, then this second line is going to light up and it's going to tell me, yes, you have these antibodies. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Who is this helpful for?
Oh, I would say that it would most likely be for people who are immunocompromised. For example, like multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, people who are on some sort of immunosuppressive medication for any sort of reason. For example, if they've had a liver transplant or kidney transplant. One of the lead researchers is a bone marrow transplant physician. And so he sees people who have leukemias, lymphomas, multiple myeloma, who have to get a bone marrow transplant and therefore just basically have their whole entire immune system just wiped out. And they're just unsure what their immune status is.
Sure. And yet they still have to go in for medical procedures, right? This would really give them more information.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And how about healthier people? If healthier people are wondering, you know, I wonder if my vaccine protection has run its course and I might need a booster, would they also benefit from this?
I've heard a dual opinion from researchers. One side that's saying, you know, if you can use this test and know how well protected you are, then maybe you can delay a little bit on getting your booster. And that could, for example, let a more advanced booster be developed, and then you will get the more advanced booster and be better protected in the long term, right? There's also another group that says, you know, I'm going to get infected anyways, and so it doesn't really matter to me how well protected I am because I know that the vaccine is going to help me not get a severe case of the coronavirus.
These tests have not hit the market yet. I mean, this research was just published Monday in the journal Cell Reports Methods.
Yeah, yeah. So right now, there aren't any commercially available at-home tests for people to use to measure their antibody levels against the coronavirus. And the biggest barrier for that right now is just that there isn't any large-scale data out there right now that says that if you have this certain antibody level, then you're very well protected. Or if you have this certain antibody level, then you're moderately protected. And so in order for this test to be approved, you know, I would say that there would need to be data that would let the FDA make a decision.
Any thought from the people you talked to on what the timing might be?
Yeah, so I would not expect to see this year. Just because those studies need to be done. You need to, for example, take 5,000 people or 10,000 people and then measure their antibody levels over time, track whether or not they get infected, and then based on that, be able to just say, you know, we have a pretty good idea that this is a good antibody level to keep you protected, or that this is not a good level and will not keep you protected.
Okay. And can you just tell us a little bit about the conversation in the research community? I imagine some are very excited about these possibilities, but others might have some skepticism about this, perhaps that it could give people a false sense of security.
Yeah. So in terms of giving people a false sense of security, I haven't heard that so much because the thinking is, you know, antibodies are one of our primary defenses against any sort of pathogen, including a virus. And so it wouldn't be surprising at all if antibody levels could somehow correlate with the amount of protection that we have. To that, more of the skepticism is just that we don't want to over-rely on something and say, you know, this is exactly what this test means when we don't have the data to back that up just yet.
Edward Chen is a science reporter with our partners at Stat News. Ed, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.